Hier, holden daar vergoffeld. Schaam, 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 hier. So again, when Miller Shiloh Machlokes Abaye Verovo about the Gemara says Hano Habolo Leodem Bar Korchoi. If you have Hano that you don't really want to have Hano, like Rashi says, you're walking down the street and there's a Beis Avoy Dezora that has the psalmim, the smell is coming out of it. So there were two lishenas what the Machlokes was. The first Machlokes was Abaye Verovo Aliba the Rabbi Shimon that says Einem Eskaven is Mutter. Is it only where it's Efsher? You have no choice of the matter, then we say any mischavin is mutter. But when you have a choice of the matter, there Rava said it's usur. It's where it's efshe, there are two streets to go down. So who asked you to go down the street that has the Beis Avoy Dezorah? So even though you're not mischavin, still it's usur. And by Shabbos, the same case would be, if you have a small chair that it's possible for you to pick it up, and instead of picking it up, you drag it along the ground, so if you make a charitz, a hole, you'll be usur, even according to Rabbi Shimon. That was the first Lashon that Rav was a Machmir. The second Lashon, starts on the Gaila Meister, because it was a Machlekes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Einem Miskavin is Osir. For Nesvegan we say, if it's Efsher, if you have no matter, this is the only road you can go down, then it's Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Abaye wants to say, if it's Efsher, this is the only road to go, even if you're Mechavin, still it's Mutter according to a Rabbi Yehuda. And Rav says no. Avad, if you mechavin, you have kavanah to enjoy it, then even though it's efsher, there's no other way to go, still it's osur. That was Rav's pshat. Now the Gemara wants to come and bring rayas. Again, see the top Gemara again. Omer all over our Rabbi Yechon and Metzakai, Sher Yoshev Betzila Shel Hechel, he used to give a big drush, a shir, outside the Beis HaMikdash, in the shade from the Beis HaMikdash, from the Hechel, V'derus Kol Yom Kulei. V'hocha here, the loy efsher, u'mechavin. There was no other place for him to give such a big shir. He had thousands of people there. There was no Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim so big. So the only place was outside, near the Heichel, or the Beis HaMikdash. There was a shady place. That's the place to do it. Vishari, and still it's mutter. Since the Rechur Abaye is bringing a riot to the second side, that Abaye holds, that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Efsher, so even though you're Mechavin, still it's mutter. Because here the case is, it's Efsher, there's no place else to give the shir. So even though they had kavanah, they enjoyed the shade that's coming from the Beis HaMikdash, still it's mutter. So this is Abaye's raya that it's mutter, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers, V'rova, what does Rava say? Rava omar shani heichel t'letoicha yasuya. The Beis HaMikdash, the heichel, was only made for the enjoyment inside the Beis HaMikdash. But for the shade, what comes outside, that you have anor from the shade, so Rashi learns that's called Hanoh Shaloi Kederech Hanosoi. So since you're enjoying it, Shaloi Kederech of the Beis HaMikdash, it's only Yosef Midrabonin. And here, Mishuma Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, the Rabbonin will make it. So therefore, Rava says, here you have no right to your Yisoid. It could be if you're Mechavin to do the Yisr. Even though you don't have a choice in the matter, there's no other way out, still it's Osir. Now the reason why here it's mutter, because the heichol wasn't made for the hano of the sale outside. It was only made to enjoy inside the Beis HaMikdash. So this sale is mutter. So tomorrow, Omar Rava. Rava says, where's my raya that it's osur? Omar Rava, minoa minolo, that it's osur even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Titanya, we learned like this. Lulin hoyub suchin ba'aliyas beis kodesh hakadoshim. It's in the Beis HaMikdash. In the kodesh hakadoshim, on top of the roof, there was a lul. A lul means like an aruba window, an attic, like a window, what you call the window in the roof.
A skylight.
Skylight. Trashi lul means aruba shevali, there's a skylight in the roof. Hayordais lebeis lebayis kari lul. If on the skylight you come down into the house, that's called a lul. So they used to have this lul, the skylight, on top of the base kodesh hakadoshim. Why? Shebehem mishalstan es umnin. They used to lower down with the string, the umnin, the people that have to work, b'teivos, in a box. Kedei shelo yizoyno eneye mi beis kodesh hakadoshim. Hey, so there was a crack in the wall in the kodesh hakadoshim, so you had to have a workman come in and fix it. How did the workman get into the beis kodesh hakadoshim? They used to lower him down from this skylight in a box in a teiva that was closed on all four sides. So when he came down, he couldn't look at the beauty of the beis kodesh hakadoshim. So that's the way they used to do it. Now, v'hocho, what's this case talking about? The lo yefshir. There's no other way. I mean, the umen, the workman, has to go inside to fix the wall. So there's no two ways to go. The only way is to go into the Beis HaKadosh HaKadoshim. And v'ko mechavin, v'yosir. And the reason why they had to put the workmen in the box, because we're afraid if it wouldn't be in a box, when they lower him down, he would be looking around in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he'll have tremendous hanoah, tremendous enjoyment from the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it's called this Bim Mechavin, and you see it's awesome. That's why we don't let the human go down, no, we have to put him in a box. So it's a raya to Rava, that even though it's Efsha, you have to go in there, still if you're Mechavin, to have hanoah, it's awesome. So we are afraid that these workmen will have kavana in mind to enjoy the sight. So if we put them in a box, they can't see it. So you see, it's awesome. So the Gemara name from here, there's no raya to either one, Tabayo or Tarova. The Tizbro, the raya, like is this halacha adin meikar adin? Here it's only a chumra bialma. The Yomer of Shimon ben Pazi, Omer of Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapor, said over the name of Bakapor, the klal is like this, koil. If you only hear the music from a thing that's also banor, let's say the harps that were in that was in the base of Migdash. So the kelim, the levium used to make music, it had a shem hegdish on it, it belonged to hegdish, and Allah is you're not allowed to have hanor from hegdish. Now if you hear the koil that came out of the harp that belonged to the base of Migdash, it's mutter, ain't ben mishramila. There's no isramila. Koil, if you hear the music, you hear the voice, umara, you look at the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You look at the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash. So even though the Beis HaMikdash is Hegdish, it's also to have Hanor. But this Hanor, just looking at the beauty, that's Mutim Ediraisa. The cloud is Vareach. Who are then if you smell the Psamim from the Beis HaMikdash or the Keteris from the Beis HaMikdash, just to have him, you know, is Ein Ben Mishramila. You should know there's no Issam Ediraisa. There's no Issamila. Why? Zerashi says, because these are things shamed by Mamish. There's nothing there. Rashi says, "Koil shall kli shir shall hein hegdish." If you have the hegdish is an instrument, and some of the koil Levi plays it for Yisrael, if he hears it, he's not over the Yisamila. For reyach hakteris, if somebody smells the kteris, ain ben mishamila. The Rashi diyraisa, midiyraisa it's mutter. Why? Hoyu v'ain behem mamish. There's nothing there. There's no substance you're taking to have enjoyment from. You're just looking at it. Looking at something is not awesome midiyraisa. You're just hearing. The voice that you hear that's called Ein by Mamash, there's nothing there to touch to say this is also Banor. The Chivon de Miraisa Shari, really Miraisa, it's mutter to have the enjoyment here. Of a Zoy Kilo Yefsha, the Trashi Kugoin Hocha, of a Zoy in a case where it's Efsha, like here the workmen have to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to fix the wall. So it's Efsha, they have to get in there. Is a Mayat Rechu Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin say you have to put them down in the box? What's going to be so wrong if he looks at the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim? We're saying, looking at the beauty of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, midirais it's mutter. Mara, just looking, having enjoyment from seeing something nice, is not also midiraisam. It's not called, I took Hanor from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's nothing there that I'm taking. No, midirabonon it's also. So Rashi's saying, you say it in the Loloch, it's like that. Yazak, that's only also midirabonon, if it's Efsher. Like there's no other way you have to go to do the thing, then it's mutter even though you're mechavin. Like here, the workmen had to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, they had to fix the wall. So even though when they come down they're mechavin to have hanor, so what? Since to have hanor is only yosem, the rabbonim, where it's efshi, you don't have a choice in the matter. You have to go down here, it should be mutter. So how come here they had to put the workmen in the box? So the Gemara elamala also babayis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Here there's a new chumra, a new milo. The Rabbanu wa machmir that nogeya to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. When you go inside this place, the Rabbanu didn't want anybody to have hanor. Even though midirais and really the Rabbanu should have been mutter, the Rabbanu put an extra special milo, an extra special chumra that in the Kodesh HaKadoshim not to have hanor. So mele here, Rava can't bring any raya. It's not awesome yikir adin. No, it's a new milo the Rabbanu wa machim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Therefore, you can't bring any rayas to our Yisoid where the Hanok comes by Korcha if it's mutter or not mutter. Ika the Yamri, some say like this. Omar Rava minu aminu. How do I know my Yisoid, how Rava brings a raya to say what? That if you're mechavin, it's still osir. Even though it's Yefshir, you don't have a choice in the matter. There's only one road to go to work, and you have to go to work now. There's only one road there. Still, if you're mechavin, it's osir. What's Rav's right? The Tanya we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora. Koil, if you hear the instruments, you hear the music from the Hegdish, Umara, if you see a beautiful picture from Hegdish, Bereich, and if you smell the Havaminariz, the Keteris, you smell the Keteris, Ein Behem Mishumila. That was Bakapora's halacha. Like we explained, since there's no Mamish, Alamol nenem means you're taking something from Hegdish. That's called nenem. Here it's not called I'm taking anything. There's no mamish and no substance there. Just my eyes see something and I have a good enjoyment from seeing that beautiful picture. There's no istim midiraisa. Ain dem mishra mila. Now there's a diyak, milahu deleka. Mashra midiraisa, there's no istim. There's no istim mila. It's not called you're taking something from Hegdish. There is a dig that I call upon him midrabbonin. It's also though there is an issa midrabbonin. So my love, who is the issa midrabbonin? That means midrabbonin, you're not allowed to have ano of looking at Hegdish, because Hegdish is also bano, or hearing the music from Hegdish, because Hegdish is also bano. So midrabbonin, it is also. Now who is it also for? My love, loyosin oim demifnim. Midrabbonin, it's also for the people standing inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like out the loyesher. That there's no other way, like our case, that the umin, the workman, when he goes down in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he has to fix the wall. Now the only way to fix this wall is to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So he has to be there. That's called Eyefshir, Loyefshir. He has no choice in the matter. He has to be there now. The Kamechavin, and still Midirabonin is also why, because he has Kavonav, he has in Das, he has in mind, to enjoy the sight of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it's also Midirabonin V'yosar. So you see clearly that even though it's Eyefshir, still if you're Mechavin to have a Nor, it's Osir. So Madach is Osir Midrabonin, Avadim Midiraisit should be Osir. So you see a clear Raya to Rabba that ain't a Mechavin, that Eyefshir, but as long as you're Mechavin, still it's Osir. So Gemara answers, Loi, that's not the Pshat in this Yisr. I tell you, Li Oysa Noim de Machutz. The Yisr that Bekaporah's Mashim Midrabonin is Osir, it's only Osir of the people standing outside. In other words, they have a choice. If a Yisrael is standing outside the Beis HaMikdash, when there's music playing, the Levim are playing the Shir, the Taka don't have a right to go there. That since the Shir comes out of the Kalim, that's Hegdish, so it's also to have Anor, so you have no right to walk near the Beis HaMikdash. So who asked you to walk there? The people that are standing outside, they have a choice in the matter. They could be far away. Who asked them to come close? So the fact they came close, that's called it was Efshir. They had a choice not to come close, and still they came close. That's why it's Osir. But Enoch Nami, I'll tell you maybe, like Abaye says, somebody that has to be inside, so he has no choice to the matter, he has the right, he has to be inside. Now, even if he's Mechavan for the Yisr, maybe it's Mutter, Libra of Yehuda. So from this case, again, there's no Raya to Rav as Yisr. You have no Raya. Rashi says, L'yaisen am de machutz, komar ein milo, ho yisuri ika. People that are standing outside the Beis HaMikdash, if they come close to look inside to see the beauty or to hear the music, that's awesome, the Rabbonin. I will end them if nim, but the people that have to go inside, I'll tell you, I feel we surah lekka. Maybe there's not even an issim of the Rabbonin, because since it's Eyefshir, they have no choice. They have to go inside to fix the wall. Once they're inside, Labaye says, even if you're Mechav and Leisar, still it's Mutter Alib Rabbi Yehuda. So far, Rava doesn't have a raya to what he said. Mercer Nagufa. Let's explain what Bar Kaporah's halacha was. That Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kaporah, they said over the name of Bar Kaporah, that Koil, if you hear the music from Hegdish, Umara, if you see the beauty of Hegdish, Vareach, or if you smell the Keteris, and when they used to burn the spice, and the smell that comes up is also Hegdish, if you smell it, ain't Bar Mishamila. Midiraisa, there's no Isser. You don't have to bring a Korban Mila. That's only if you have Hanor Midiraisa. Here there's no Isser Mila. For a Gemara, is this true? Bereyach ain't by Mishra Mila. Is it true that if you smell something, especially if you smell the Keteris, you smell the spice, you're going to tell me that's not called Mamish. That's called, that's no Isser Mila. It's not called Yad Hanor from Hegdish. For a Tanya, we learn not like that. For a Tanya, we learned in Braisa like this. Hamefat, Hamefate Mesa Keteris. Somebody takes exact the measurements of the 11 samamonim, the 11 spices that they used to make the keteris with. And he took the exact measurements, and he made the keteris. But what was his purpose? Stam to learn how to do it. Or else he did it in his own house, but he did it amnat to give it over to the tzibur, to bezdin, to use for the kabonis. So locher is potter. Then he's not over any yusser. That's not awesome in the raisa. If somebody does it for his own private use, he has das tam to make the keteris the exact measurements the way it's made in the Beis HaMikdash, and he does it to smell it for just making it, his chayiv koris. So drashi mafatim et keteris zora shena shel tzibur. somebody in his own house gets a hold of these 11 Samamonim and he puts them together to make the Kteris. If he does it to give it over to the Tzibur, that's Mutra Zochi of Kteris. But if the person has that to leave it for his own private use, and he used the exact 11 spices that says in the Psukim with those measurements, the locher is chayiv koris. The person is chayiv koris for just making it. The chsiv, the postik says, ish, asher yaseh kamohu, lareach bo v'nichras. If a person makes the kteris with exact measurements, he's chayiv koris. That's the locher. If you make it for your own purpose to smell it, even if you didn't smell it, but you made it for that purpose, you're chayiv koris. What about the braitzim? V'amareach bo poter. But if somebody smells this private kteris, he's potter, he's not chayiv koris. He's potter. Ela shemo, but you should know he is over in Yisamila. Hey, some reichba means, if you smell the keteris shel hegdish, then the loch is you are moil. So you see clearly, just for smelling keteris, it is also midiraisam. You have a chayiv mila, mashmi you want nanim in hegdish. It just says you potter from koris. You don't have the chayiv koris is only the person that makes the keteris. But if somebody made it, then he gave it over to hegdish. And now when Hegdish uses it, somebody smells it, there's no Chiyiv Koris. But our co-ponim is an Issim Derayis of Milo. So it's a Kashan Bakapara. Here you see, just for smelling the Keteris, it is called Yehar Hanor from Hegdish. It is an Issim Milo. So Drashi of Amreach Po, the Keteris Shal Tzibur. If somebody smells the Keteris that the Bezdin uses, the Beis Hamikdash, is Potemi Koris. Umichat is Lechai V'Tarel V'Fatam Amreach. The Chiyiv Koris is only the person that made it. Elisha Moil. Why should Nana make that Kodesh? Because you had enjoyment from Hegdish. Or maybe a Sham Milas, you have to bring a carbon. So I call upon him, you see clearly, Reyach is considered a Mamish. And the Svari is because what is Reyach? It smells particles. There's particles of the Keteris coming up in the air that you're smelling it. That's called a Mamish. It's not diamond to a curl. A curl music that you hear, that's Mamish nothing. Or else a Reyach, a Marat you see is nothing. But smell is something. You're smelling particles of the Keteris. So it's good why it says you are moral. So it's Shver Bakaporo. And the Gemara Nechnami, Elo Amara Papa. It should be like this. Kerl Umara ain't Bemi Shemila. Just Kerl Umara, if you hear the voice, or you see beauty of Hegdish, that's no Isamila Midiraisa. Lefishain Behem Mamish. There's no Mamish in seeing or in hearing. For Reyach, Mashenkin, if you smell something, Normal, if you smell the Keteris, there is an Isamila. Of a Bereach Liach Hashatalatam Rusoi. After the Beis Hamikdash, they made the Keteris, after the Kohen put the Keteris on the Machta Gecholim, on the Mizbeach HaPnim, and the smoke went up, that's called Nasa Mitzvosoi, then ain't by Mishramila. Then there's no Mishramila, after the smoke came up already. Why? Hoyel Venasas Mitzvosoi. A new halacha. Once you did the Mitzvah, you're supposed to do with the Dovashal Hegdish, then it's a Svara, the Issa Hegdish goes off it. There's no Esamila, not because you're not taking anything from Hegdish, but because there's no more Kedusha on it. Once the mitzvah was done with the Keteris already, then the Kedusha goes off the Keteris. But then, Echnami, before you finish burning the Keteris, if you smell it right away, there'd be an Esamila. So that's the Bakapara before said, Reyach doesn't have Mila, we're Chayzer from. No, don't be Gervis Reyach. Reyach is only a Ptur, we're already Nasim Mitzvosli. Rashi says, "V'reyach Rashi yesh boy mamish b'samamonim." In smelling something, there are mamish particles of the spices. Lefika chayiv, therefore you chayiv milo. For the Kamer of Yeshua Potter, Rabbi Yeshua Potter said, "Yepotter." He's after talking about liachas talent from Rosei, b'migdash Kamer. The mishum denasis mitzvosoi, v'yein tsara gevoyoid. Hegdish doesn't need it anymore. It's mainly yotzesa mechlal kotshi Hashem. Something Hegdish doesn't need anymore, it goes out of the klal of kotshi Hashem. That's why there's no Issamila. Weiter. So the moral of Maimer, you want to tell me now, you say, the Chol Heicha, the Nasis Mitzvah Soi, ain't by Mishamila, any time you did the Mitzvah, anything that's Hegdish. When Hegdish finishes its use with that Chayfetz, they did the Mitzvah with it, there's no more Mila. Is that true? For the Gemara, right through Masadeshin, that's the first avoid that they do in the morning, the Kohen comes in, and he takes a shovel, and he takes a shovel full of the ashes out of the Mizbeach. Now, when it was burning on the Mizbeach, that's called Nasa Mitzvosoi. What's the ashes? After you burnt up already the carbon on the Mizbeach, you did the mitzvah, you have the ashes left on the Mizbeach. So the ashes, the chur, is called Nasa Mitzvosoi. So you take out the machta, the shovel full of the ashes, the Nasas mitzvosoi, these ashes already had the mitzvah done with it already. Still, v'yesh ba mishamila. If Yav Ano from these ashes that are true masadeshin, there's an ismila on it. You see, if the Pasuk says, v'samoy eitzla mizbeach, you're supposed to put this shovel full of the ashes near the mizbeach. And v'dashin, it means, v'samu min shalo yafazir. Don't spread it out. V'samu min shalo yehenu. You should not have Ano from it. Mashma, there's still an ismila upon these ashes when you take it for true masadeshin. So the Chura'ai is not the mitzvah, so you already did the mitzvah. The mitzvah was to burn the Evorim, to burn the pieces of the Kachim. So once it's burned already, the Chura'ai did the mitzvah. Why is there an istamil upon the yeshes? So Gemara answers like this. Mishum deheve truma sadeshen no big de kuna shneik suvim aboyin kiyechot. There are two chidushim, two times the Torah says the chidish, that even though you already did the mitzvah, still it's also to have anor from it. And the klal is, v'chol shneik suvim aboyin kiyechot. Anytime the Torah says a Chiddush two times, we say, why did the Torah have to say it twice for? Why isn't it enough once? The reason why the Torah said the same Chiddush second time is to teach us, Ein Melamdin, not to learn out. Only these two cases, the Torah says, true was Adeshin, and Big Day Kain God will soon see, even though it was Nasim, it's Vasai, still, if you have enjoyment from it now, there's still Asr, it's still an Isamilo. Mashenk in any other type of a hegdish. Once it's nasa mitzvasai, the klal is the yisra hegdish goes off it, and there's no yisra midirais anymore. So tomorrow, truma sadesh and hod yamorin. Now we have this posik v'somoy eitzel hamizbeach. That's one posik to teach us that this truma sadesh is still osa bano. That's one chiddush. Now, big day kuna, where's the posik by big day kuna? The posik says by the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, after he got finished using the big day bad, leave him there. Rashi says, the first line, the big lines, Rashi, or big day kuna, arba big day lovin, the four big day lovin, she kohen gadol nichnas bem lefnayim lefnim, that the kohen gadol used to wear on Yom Kippur, to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'yom HaKippurim, the locher is the Yasurin shuv l'shtamish bem, k'dechsir v'nichashom, after the kohen gadol came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, those begodim couldn't be used anymore. The pasuk says, "Venichem sham, leave them there, don't use it anymore." In other words, it's called Nasa Mitzvosai. You already did the mitzvah with these begodim. Melamed, still we dash in the pasuk, "Venichem sham," is Melamed teach us, "Sheatun and Genizim," that you have to bury them. Mashmet, still Asa Bano. That's why you have to bury it. Because if you don't bury it, we're afraid you'll use it, you'll have Hano from it, and it's Asa Bano, even though it's Nasa Mitzvosai. So you see, two times the Torah said the Chiddush. Even though it's not some tzvos, it's still it's also vano to teach us every other place vakert it becomes mutter. So the Gemara hon nichol rabbon and the yamri malame shetuni gniza. Later rabbon, so machlekes in the Gemara in Yuma. Later rabbon that say vanichem shah means these begodim you can't use anymore. It's good. There's a chiddush. Even though it's not some tzvos, still it's also vano. Elul rabdoisa the polig alayu. Rabdoisa there in Yuma argues the yamr. He says. Avaruyin hain l'kain hedyit. No, this big day bad, the four begodim, that's the same begodim a kain hedyit uses the whole time. So a kain hedyit is allowed to use these begodim. Or my v'nichem shom, what does the posik mean, v'nichem shom, leave it there, mashmi, you can't use it anymore? It just means, shlo yishtamish bem b'yom kippur macher. Just means a kain godo can't use it again next year. A kohen gadol has to have new big day lovin every year. He can't wear the same clothing from year to year. But another kohen, a kohen head, you could use it. So according to Reb Doisa, there's no klal of nasa mitzvosein. Then it's chita white sasa banom. Because the begodim are not nasa mitzvosein. After the kohen gadol uses it on Yom Kippur, a kohen head, you could use it the rest of the year. So since it's still usable, chita is nisamila. It's mama's big day kuna, it's also banom. So according to Reb Doisa, you don't have two sukkim. There's only one posik by Truma Sadeshin that even though it's Nasa Mitzvosai, still it's Asa Bano. So then we should learn now from Truma Sadeshin all over that even though it's Nasa Mitzvosai, it should be Asa Bano. So Keteris should also be. Even after they burnt the Keteris, and when the Keteris is completely burnt, the smell should still be Asa. Maik Lameima, what can you say? Tigmaris is like this. It's still good. Mishum Deheve Truma Sadeshin V'yegla Rufa. There's another posik V'yegla Rufa the same Yisoi. That shneik suvim aboyin kiyechot. These are two psukim that tell us this yisoid. Even after you did the mitzvah, still it's also bano. And the klal is v'chol shneik suvim aboyin kiyechot ein melamdin. Like, why did the Torah have to say it twice? Why wasn't it enough once? The Torah said it a second time to teach us only here and no place else. Gemara says That's good. There's a mandioma that says in Sanhedrin, when the Torah says something two times, we don't learn out. But that's the reason why the Torah says a second time not to learn out. But there's a mandiyam in Sanhedrin that says no. Even though the Torah says something two times, so what? Vice versa, normal. Sometimes the Torah could say something two times. It doesn't mean to teach us that every other place no. There's such a mandiyam with the Sanhedrin. So according to that mandiyam, it's a bit of shvelich then. According to that mandiyam, even though the Torah says twice, by Egla Rufa and by Truma Sedeshin, even though it's not some mitzvos and still it's Asa Banor, but maybe other places also it's still Asa Banor. What can you say? And for the Gemara, Trei Miyutik Sivi. Here, Egla Rufa and Truma Sedeshin is different. There's an extra special miyut by both of them. As if it's like here for sure has come to teach us, only here and no place else. There are extra two miyutim. What are the two miyutim? Sive, Siv is Samui. Oksiv huarufa. The sum was a diak. Rashi says it's a diak only here and no place else. Rashi hachem yutik sivi. Bahani lemeimru the loy tigru menayu. Don't learn out from here. The sumu lozeh. It's mashmir. V'loy lacher. Only here, only by Truma Sadeshin does the Torah say, even though you already did the mitzvah with the ishes, like you burnt up the carbon, now the ishes is no more mitzvah, still the Torah is saying, only here it's Asabana, and don't learn out from this. And nu adin egla rufa, the Pasuk says, hu arufa, v'lay dover acher, and not another place. So Mela, it's only these two places that you have this chiddush, even though it's not a mitzvah, so that it's Asar. But usually the klal is, once you did the mitzvah, Hegdish doesn't have any more tzarech from it, then we say the Kedusha goes off it, and Mel does no Issa Miller anymore. Yeah. Toshima. So now we'll come back again to our original Shailag. Again, the Shailag Machlek is Abaye Varova. Let's see if they have any rayas. Toshima. Hechnisa LaRivka. Rashi says it's talking about Egla Rufa. Tosis brings down, could be talking about a parah adum. It's the same halachas. A parah adum and an egla rufa is only kosher if you never worked with it yet. If you did any work with this parah, it's possible for parah adum, and you can't use it for an egla rufa. What about echnis l'rifka? You brought your egla rufa, the Rashi learns l'rifka, that's the mash Rashi, shekoshrin arba paras biyachet. That's like a team. You tie up four behemoths together, and when they're tied up on this team, that's the way they go and plow. They plow together, four oxes together. So echnis l'rifka, you tied them up with this team, v'dosha. Now you didn't have kavanah to do work yet, but by itself, they had this egla now, started to dash, started to thresh, started to step on the wheat there. Rashi v'dosha tfua im chavruseum. The other one started to thresh, so this also started to chop the step on the tfua. It's a lochik shaver. That's not called the egg that did any work yet. Since you're not nicha, you didn't bring it in for that purpose. So therefore, you're not nicha. What the animal did, that's not called it did melocha. It's still kosher either for paraduma or for egla rufa. What about bishvil shetinok v'tidush? You put it in there for two purposes. First of all, you want it to be made to nurse its child, and also the tiddish. You also had kavana that it should do malacha there. It's a lacha psula. This egla rufa now is possible. Why? Because you had kavana, it should be tiddish, it should do malacha, it should do the malacha of threshing. Now, v'yohocha, what's this case talking about? The layefshir. There's no way out. You had to have this egla go into the rifka. Why? Because you wanted it to nurse. So the only place it can nurse is there. That's where the baby was. So it had to go in here to nurse. They call mechavin, and now true, you have kavon, it should do disha also. You also want it to thresh there. Ukatani psula, and still we say it's puzzle. So it's a raya to rava. That even though it's the yeshu, you have no way out, you have to have the egla go here. But who eshed you have kavona? Now that you have kavona, you're nicha with the work that's doing, it's puzzle. So you see, when you're mechavin, it's also. So it's a kasha and abaya. And if the Gemara knows, Shani Yosem, there's no raya. The Chsiv, the Pasuk says, Asher loy ubad bo, that no work was done. Ubad mashma mikomakam. Ubad mashma did the work by itself. Ovad is mashma, you work with it. The Pasuk doesn't say you shouldn't work with it. The Pasuk says, loy ubad bo. It doesn't do any work. Mashma mikomakam. Even though you only had kavona. Even though it was the Yevsha, here it's also. If that's the case, if you're going to tell me, means any type of a work the Egla Rufa does makes it possible, so the Reisha also. What was the Reisha? You put it in there just to stay there. And by itself, the animal started to make Disha there. But the animal did Malacha. So why don't you say also it's possible for the Egla Rufa now?